This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show. The resistance.video is the new URL. Yeah, it won't be long before they start banning that too, but we'll play whack-a-mole and get another one. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. And don't forget to get your vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun Plus, at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, 50% off right now. I want to address something really quick here, and then when we come back for the most of this hour, I'm going to cover the other news here, and then we've got important videos and reports coming up from Alex Jones as well at the end of this hour and into the next hour with John Rappaport. But look, I don't know what it is. It's honestly kind of weird, to be frank, because I mean, we don't have, we don't go out and hire billionaires. We don't go out and hire valedictorians. I mean, there's no elitism here. There's no, I don't know how to explain it, but it's weird to literally be the best news team out there. I don't know how to say that. And it's because we don't like, it's not about bragging or anything. It's just, it's true. Our analysis is by far beyond anyone else's out there. And that's not an insult to other people. It's just the truth. And that's just because we have the courage to go with our gut. We have the courage to say what everybody's thinking, and we don't filter ourselves. We don't censor ourselves. It's from the soul. It's from the spirit. And then right out onto the airwaves. So when I saw last week, and I mean, part of my crew is in here. They work on the Alex Jones Show too. They'll probably remember when I was addressing this. When I saw last week, the big cybersecurity attack, cybersecurity hack. Oh my gosh. It's the worst thing ever. And I saw the presentation, and I saw the parties that be freaking out about it, and I saw the twisting and the manipulation. It was just instinctual. Okay, this is fake news. This is being used to attack Donald Trump. This is being used to make Trump look incompetent. And this is being used as an alley-oop to Joe Biden to come in and say, see, Trump Russia again. Oh, it's happening again. We need to stop it. Trump's incompetent. He can't figure anything out. Look, a massive cyber attack, the worst thing ever. So then Trump came out, I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday, and maybe the crew can find the tweet. He's tweeting hundreds of times a day, so they may not be able to find it. But Trump came out and put out in a tweet and a statement, and he said, look, the cyber attack you're hearing about all over the news, you know, Fox News building it up too. Fox News is now in their anti-Trump stage, just like we told you that was coming. Again, next year's news today. So Trump puts out a statement saying the cyber attack is being overblown. It's not as bad. The whole thing's under control. It's being hyped up to make me look bad, just like I said it was. And now the completion of the hoax, the completion of the fake news, the alley-oop dunk for Biden has now been finalized. And Biden puts out a statement. And by the way, Joe Biden's statements in the videos, and guys, you can just play the video, just the B-roll. The guy's weak, he's frail, he's pale in the face. I mean, seriously, if you've ever experienced a loved one dying of cancer in their old age, that's what he looks like. He looks like he's on his deathbed. But they powder his face and put a suit on him and put him in front of a camera and he reads off a teleprompter. He doesn't know what he's saying, he doesn't know where he is. Folks, he's literally on the steps of death. But that's the agenda, is to give you the weakest leader possible from China. And then hopefully he just, you know, goes away, and then Harris comes in and just makes you, into a communist country. But Biden makes a statement and says the cybersecurity attack happened on Donald Trump's watch. So he sits there, blames Donald Trump, and then says, but rest assured that even if he does not take it seriously, I will. So no, it's not that Trump didn't take it seriously. He told you it's more fake news. Yeah, there's the tweet from Trump. The cyber attack is far greater in the fake news media than in actuality. I've been fully briefed and everything is well under control. Russia, Russia, Russia is the priority chant when anything happens, because lamestream is, for the mostly financial reasons, petrified of discussing the possibility that it may be China. It may. There could also have been a hit on our ridiculous voting machines during the election. So Trump says, hey, this cyber attack is something they're lying about, but the real cyber attack was on our election systems on election night.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living the Fence?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to the Temple War Store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Still with you in the captain's chair. We do have a couple emergency reports coming up from Alex Jones shortly. And John Rappaport hosting the fourth hour. And a statement from President Trump that you may not have seen yet. Very important. We're going to air that as well. I'm going to do some news coverage here in the next two segments just so you can see the full waterfront of what's going on. Before I do that, it is imperative, ladies and gentlemen, for your health, for your immune system to be sufficient in vitamin D. Now, I'm not going to get into all the science about vitamin D, but I can put it pretty flatly here using current events to explain how important it is. Yes, we know the whole COVID thing is an overblown hoax. There's no pandemic. But they're even admitting in the actual COVID deaths, not the people that get shot and they say are from COVID, not the 96-year-olds that die of old age and they say is of COVID, not the people that get run over by cars and they say is died of COVID, which is about half of the COVID deaths probably. But it's really people that die of the flu and they just say it's COVID. So they admit, though, in the actual flu deaths, which they claim is COVID, they have 80% of those individuals that died from the flu, or rebranded as COVID, they're deficient in vitamin C, vitamin D. Probably vitamin C, too. But vitamin D in the winter is key because you're not getting as much sun, and that's one of the main sources to get the vitamin D. That's why they have the orange juice. They call it Sunny D and all this stuff. It's the vitamin D. It's essential for your immune system to stay healthy in the winter. That's why we have Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is the premier vitamin D supplement right here, Winter Sun Plus, the premier vitamin D supplement. And we sold out of Winter Sun Plus very quickly, our last run of it. So, I mean, if we were just straight business people and that was our number one priority, we wouldn't be selling this to you at 50% off. But see, it's the same reason why I only plugged once last hour, and I'm bad because of that. We're more intent on getting you the information here. We're more intent in just being on air than actually making money. So maybe that's kind of a downside of us here, but it's the ultimate priority. So Winter Sun Plus, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, this is a no-brainer. Order yourself Winter Sun Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Get two, get three, get 10 bottles right now while it's in stock. Give them to your family and friends. Make sure you're stocked up for winter. It's Winter Sun Plus. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the premier vitamin D supplement. Okay. Let me start to pile drive into this news. Let me just pick it up right here, right now. Headline from the Gateway Pundit. Liberal Democrats support Trump's plan to increase payments to $2,000. Now, I'm beginning to wonder if this wasn't a bait and switch from the Democrats, because you had all these Democrat frauds and commies like Cortez, Alexandria Cortez, who said, oh, this stimulus bill is ridiculous. I can't believe it. Only 600 for people and then all this billions for all these foreign countries. I won't sign it. And then that fraud signed the bill. I mean, AOC is a total fraud. You know this. So she signed the bill, even though she said it was bad. And then Pelosi signed the bill and all the Democrats signed the bill except Tulsi Gabbard. But now they all come out in unison today and they say, well, we, the Democrats, demand 2,000 in direct payments. I mean, do you realize how big of a joke it is? I'm telling you, this is so fake. Pelosi wrote the damn bill. If she wanted the $2,000 in there for the American people, she would have put it in there. And Mitch McConnell is just a total cuck. So, I mean, Pelosi basically cucks Mitch McConnell in these meetings, writes the bill, gives you $600 so that they can come around and then act like they're the heroes and say, oh, never mind, we'll give you $2,000. It's a bait and switch. It's a setup. And by the way, of the $900 billion that they put in that fake stimulus bill, which is to stimulate the world economy and rob you blind, if they would have instead just divided that, just the original $900 billion, every American would have received $2,700. So this is still not even the full amount. And all they're going to do is they're proposing to bring it up to $1 trillion so that they can give you some chump change. Now, remember, I forget the actual number. President Trump, it may have been $2,000. President Trump gave the American people a tax cut, and it equaled $2,000 per household. Okay, it's a tax cut. Everybody used to want to get their taxes cut, but now the Democrat Party is Chinese communist, and any liberal progressive is just a brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome foot soldier that just does whatever they're told to do or do the opposite of what Trump does. Trump says cancer is bad. They say they love cancer. So Trump says, oh, look, $2,000 return. We're cutting your taxes. Here's $2,000. Good for you. Pelosi says, oh, that's breadcrumbs. How dare he insult you with $2,000? And then she comes around and says, look, I'm giving you $2,000 in COVID relief. I'm a hero. You're a fraud, you're a liar, and you're a witch, Nancy Pelosi. But see, Mitch McConnell's such a cuck, he just sits in there with Pelosi and lets her write the whole bill. By the way, Trump said he's going to veto this bill. And I just want to correct a statement I made earlier. The Insurrection Act was not mentioned in the stimulus bill. It was mentioned in the most recent NDAA Authorization Act, National Defense Authorization Act, that I believe Trump will veto, too. So Trump said he's going to veto the original stimulus bill. Now the Democrats are acting like heroes. Oh, we'll give you $2,000. You could have done that the first time, Pelosi, you liar. So it's just a proof they set this up. So the Democrats are actually great at this. They alley-oop each other. They alley-oop each other with fake news. They alley-oop each other with these bills that they don't actually want. They just want to alley-oop to the next bill. So that's what they did. That's what they did with the cybersecurity hack, blaming Russia. They alley-ooped it so Biden can come in and say, see, Trump's bad, but I'll stop it. And now they've done it with this COVID stimulus where they say, oh, here's the bill, $900 billion, and you get $6. And then they say, oh, wait a second, this is no good. You get $2,000. See, we love you. We're the heroes. No, you're spitting in our eye. Here's an idea. Open up the economy. We don't need stimulus. We don't want your stimulus. We want a free country. We want to be able to go back to work and school and church. But see, the Chi-Coms run the Democrat Party. They run the media. And so they have an illegal shutdown over a fake pandemic. Now, I know you know this, so let's just move on. Mitch McConnell, this guy, what dirt do they have on Mitch McConnell? I'm beginning to wonder. I mean, do you really think it's that far-fetched, folks? Everything you do is documented on the internet. Everything. You cheat on your wife once, the Chinese communists know it, Silicon Valley knows it. Okay? Apple knows it, Google knows it. You don't think that that could be used as blackmail? Or maybe, you know, you're married and maybe you hang out at the bathhouses with Bubble Boy Rubio and you like to kind of, you know, dabble in that department. China knows it. Google knows it. Silicon Valley knows it. Apple knows it. Boom, you can be blackmailed like that. So, I mean, it's not that far-fetched. And now Mitch McConnell says that they're going to return to Congress on December 29th to override Trump's veto of the stimulus bill. So Mitch McConnell is a traitor. Mitch McConnell wants to give $800 billion to foreign countries and call it a COVID relief bill for you. This is the most insulting thing perhaps Congress has ever done to us, and that is saying a lot. To do this right in front of our faces, to say, here's your COVID relief, America, and then give you chump change and give every other country in the world that has a phone to call billions of dollars. It's criminal. And the fact that Mitch McConnell now wants to override the veto of this tells you he's corrupt. He's bought and paid for. Maybe it's his wife, Elaine Chao. Maybe Mitch McConnell just cucks to his wife, too. In fact, no. Mitch McConnell is the wife of Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao wears the pants in that relationship. She obviously dominates Cuck McConnell. And so Mitch Cuck McConnell wants to give $800 billion to foreign countries, and he wants to give you $600. Mitch McConnell, you suck.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We've got breaking news coming up from Alex Jones. We've also got a very important message that most people probably haven't seen yet from President Trump. It's kind of hiding in plain sight, but with all the censorship and the fake television news, they won't show it. We're going to air it here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to do a brief news blitz, but you know, let me just address something first. 2 days ago, I hosted the show, and if you were listening, I was really hot and bothered, and I was talking about what was going on at the Oregon Capitol building in Salem, and I was supportive of their activity. Now, I'm honest. If I get something wrong, I'll come in and correct the record. We have nothing to hide here. I was wrong about one thing. There was property damage done to the Capitol building that day. A couple of the doors in the front were kicked in, probably a couple $100 worth of damage. The individual that did that should step up and come forward and pay for that and apologize. Now, having said that, all I am saying is that this is inevitable when they're literally stealing our money, shutting down our economy, stealing our elections. I mean, so what do you expect Americans to do when you've stolen everything from them, their money, their elections, their integrity? Of course, people are going to start going to Capitol buildings and having rallies that I don't want to become violent. I'm not a violent revolutionary. I'm a peaceful guy. But I'm also not going to sit here and say these people are bad when everything is being stolen from them. But here's the catch. The real reason why I got so upset about this, again, if you're a Soros protester under the moniker of Black Lives Matter or Antifa or the Women's March, all these other things that he owns, you're allowed to do anything you want. You can riot, you can rob, you can murder, literally. They've gotten away with all of it. They just had a Black Lives Matter protester run over a guy in the streets. They dropped the charges. That's attempted murder, but only if you're a Trump supporter. If you're a Soros protester, you can get away with anything. So that's my rub here, is that I'm sick of the left and the Soros protests having all the rights, but if you have an American flag or a Trump flag, you have no rights and police attack you. So I didn't mean to attack the police, and quite frankly, it's not something that I regret. It's just, we speak from the heart here. There's no teleprompters. There's no self-censorship. So yeah, there's times where I'm going to say something that maybe I could have walked back a little bit or shouldn't go on stream, but there's no regrets here. We do what it is. Now, I have to give credit, though. Media Matters puts out a story with the headline, InfoWars host praises violent attempted takeover of Oregon State House, rails at police for intervening. Now, I must say, Timothy Johnson, who loves following everything I do, this is the best story you've ever written, Timothy, so congratulations. It's a great story, actually. Very well done. And whoever John Whitehouse is, probably a fake name, he seems to be new. And then I love research contributions from Brendan Carrot and Andrew Lawrence. What research? All they do is publish the transcript of everything I said in that segment. Which, again, I'm dead serious. Timothy, we'll pay for your transcript, writers. We'd love to get the transcript, so if you could just send us whoever does the transcript of all of our broadcasts that you guys put on your website, Media Matters, we would love that. We'd love those transcribers. Here's the irony. Yeah, you take one look at that guy, what do you think he does at night? Here's the irony. InfoWars host praises violent attempted takeover Oregon State House. This entire year, mainstream media has praised, perpetuated, and instigated the biggest riots, the most violent riots, and the most expensive riots we've ever seen in our country. George Floyd, you name it. All summer, more than $2 billion of property damage. That's more than ever at any riot. That's all the mainstream media. That's all they do. That was their baby. But then they're mad at me? for saying, hey, I appreciate what was for the most part an actual peaceful thing. I admit that there was property damage now, but other than that, there was no property damage and nobody harmed. So that's peaceful. That's beyond peaceful. That's like angelic in comparison to the Soros protest, to the Democrat riots. So they're mad at, again, it just shows the irony, but then it's even funnier. They're mad that I'm railing against the police, as they say, which I talked to police after this. They're like, yeah, you're kind of right, but, you know, you have to understand there's bad eggs everywhere. Okay, so think about this. The mainstream media that hates the police and that just caused the largest riots in the history of our country are now mad at me because I said, hey, this is a nice protest and the police are in the wrong. Think about that irony. Again, it's total proof that the modern day left in America has no ideology, no principles, no values, no foundation. I'm like, everything's so crazy. Maybe these are literally clones or something that literally can't think, but they're programmed. It's that wild. So I just think that's hilarious. You guys are the most hypocritical, ironic people in the history of mankind. And it's funny to me that you don't even realize that. But when you look like Timothy Johnson, maybe it makes sense. Now, this is crazy. So Fox News' ratings are collapsing. Newsmax's ratings are on the rise. And part of the reasons for that is Chris Wallace. Now, you tell me, did Chris Wallace go on 60 Minutes in drag pretending to be a Pfizer executive? Okay, I'm not trying to get too conspiratorial here, but what the hell, man? Tell me that's not Chris Wallace in drag. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm Chris Wallace. I'm
a Betty Lou from Pfizer today.
Boy, that's... It's either really funny or, like, the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. Chris Wallace in drag in 60 minutes pretending to be a Pfizer executive. All right. Oh, man. Oh, we've got the mutant COVID now in the United Kingdom, the mutant COVID. So COVID isn't making you scared enough, so now it's the mutant. It's a mutant COVID. Oh. And by the way, the mutant COVID now means that your COVID vaccine is totally irrelevant and won't stop COVID. So just total fraud. But they assume the average person is so stupid they won't put two and two together. Newt Gingrich writes a powerful op-ed warning America headed for a serious bitter struggle amid voter fraud controversy. Yeah, they were caught stealing our election. President Trump tweets Gateway Pundit video showing poll workers stuffing ballots into tabulators numerous times on election nights. You have eyewitness accounts that confirm that. By the way, a live stream, I think it's happening right now. Georgia House of Representatives hold hearing on election fraud. Thank God for Right Side Broadcasting. Otherwise, nobody would ever air it. And YouTube would censor it. YouTube removes video of Trump's lawyer's opening statement at Senate committee hearing. We've published that at Infowars.com. Anti-Trump Georgian election official catches woman trying to vote illegally using his home address. And this is one of the funniest things. So this guy hates Trump, but he caught people illegally voting from his address and I guess using his identity. And he's like, well, you know, he's kind of like sloughing it off. Like, well, I guess what she did was illegal. No, it's definitely illegal. He just hates Trump so much he won't admit, well, maybe it was a mistake. No, dude, you know what happened. Oh, last night on Tucker Carlson, powerful footage. This is stunning. Shocking body cam footage of police responding to altercation between Georgia Democrat Senate candidate Raphael Warnock and his wife released. Folks, his wife is a battered woman and was bawling on camera. I can't believe the Democrats would vote for this guy. I mean, this is like Keith Ellison level stuff. Acting Secretary of the Department of Defense Chris Miller thanks Vice President Pence for efforts in most complex military operation in history. What's that about? Pence plans to oversee January 6th Electoral College vote. He could save America. Then he leaves for Israel. Trump infuriated by Pence not fighting hard enough for election integrity. That just could be fake news from Axios. But either way, Pence has the opportunity to save America. Will he do it? And think tank star lawsuit witness admits to Tommy Robinson that they bribed him for testimony against U.S. congressional staffer. Remember Tommy Robinson, folks. All right, we've got an emergency report from Alex Jones.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality Turbo Force and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Fellow Americans, today I want to explain to you why I am so determined to pursue every legal and constitutional option available to stop the theft of the presidential election. As president, one of my most solemn duties is to protect the integrity of your sacred right to vote. This year, using the virus as a pretext, Democrat officials in the key swing states illegally violated their own state laws in order to enable, encourage, and facilitate fraud on a scale never before seen in the history of our country. The truth is, we won the election by a landslide. We won it big. Today, I'm going to give you the facts that every American needs to know. Let's go back to the night of the election. By midnight, we had a commanding lead in the swing states. We won Florida by a record number of votes. We won Ohio by a record number of votes. And likewise, we won Iowa by 8.2%, far different than the false narrative portrayed in the media. We were up by 293,000 votes in Michigan, 112,000 votes in Wisconsin, 356,000 votes in Georgia, and nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, all swing states. These numbers were absolutely impossible for Joe Biden to overcome, and the Democrats knew it, and everybody forecasting knew it and understood it well. Our nation's greatest political professionals were calling to congratulate me on our victory. Then suddenly everything started to disappear. Everything started to change. The vote counting abruptly stopped in multiple states. In the middle of the night, a series of massive and statistically inconceivable vote dumps overturned the results in state after state. At 6:31 a.m., very early in the morning, Michigan suddenly reported 147,224 votes, 94% for Biden, 6% for Trump. At 4:42 a.m., Wisconsin reported 143,279 votes, almost all of them for Biden. A similar massive drop of ballots happened in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Again, almost all of these votes for Biden. These gigantic and ridiculously one-sided spikes were miraculously just enough to push Joe Biden into the lead in all of the key swing states. These glaring anomalies are just the tip of the iceberg. We won 18 of 19 bellwether counties, a record, that have correctly predicted the winner of every presidential election for the last 40 years. We also won Ohio, Florida, and Iowa by historic margins, meaning Biden would be the first candidate since 1960 and only the second candidate in American history to win the White House while losing all three of those major states. And it wasn't even close. With Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, the Democrats lost 25 out of 26 toss-up House seats. That's a record. Democrats were projected to gain 15 seats, and instead, because of my success and coattails, as they call them, they lost 14 seats. So think of that. They were going to win big, and they ended up losing big. My campaign received more votes than any president in history. Almost 75 million people voted for me. We earned approximately 12 million more votes than we got in 2016, the largest vote increase for an incumbent president ever recorded. I also received the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in over 60 years. In fact, we did better with African-American and Hispanic voters everywhere in the country, except for a small handful of corrupt Democrat-run cities in key swing states, places notorious for fraud, such as Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, all run by Democrat machine politicians. No president has ever lost re-election while making such extraordinary gains across the board. There's never been anything like it. Yet despite all of this evidence of a thundering Trump victory and all of those projections all through the night, they want us to believe that Joe Biden, who seldom left his basement to campaign, somehow received 11.7 million more votes than Barack Obama, and he beat Barack Obama all over the country. It is historically, mathematically, politically, and logically impossible. It did not happen. He did not win. We won by a landslide. Over the past 7 weeks, we have put forth abundant evidence proving how the Democrats perpetrated this monstrous fraud on the American people and indeed the world. First, we have shown that officials in virtually every key swing state brazenly violated their own state laws in order to change election procedures, eliminate safeguards, promote fraud, and illegally benefit Joe Biden and legislatures, which have to make the changes, were seldom, if ever, used. For example, Pennsylvania's radical Democrat Secretary of State suspended all signature verification requirements, breaking Pennsylvania law, not to mention the big and very illegal ballot drops. In Michigan, the Secretary of State, a Democrat, illegally flooded the state with absentee ballot applications, even though Michigan law strictly limits the distribution of absentee ballots. In Wisconsin, the major Democrat cities deployed over 500 unmanned, unsecured ballot drop boxes that were blatantly illegal, paving the way for unlawful ballot harvesting and tremendous fraud. In Georgia, the Secretary of State began illegally processing ballots weeks before Election Day and also destroyed the signature verification systems in violation of the law. Many other horrible things were done in Georgia. These actions alone were more than enough to rig the election results for Democrats. Second, the absentee ballot rejection rates prove that hundreds of thousands of illegitimate ballots were counted in the key states. This was sufficient to change the election results all on its own. In 2016, 6.4% of mail-in ballots were rejected in Georgia. This year, fewer than a tiny percentage of 1% were rejected. So you went all the way down, a difference of more than 30 times. The same phenomenon occurred in Pennsylvania and other states. They were accepting all of these ballots, many of which were absolutely illegal. In a year in which the number of mail-in ballots was the highest ever, the rejection rate was magically the lowest ever, and it wasn't even close. The only possible explanation is that tens of thousands of ballots were unlawfully processed and counted. Most Americans would be shocked to learn that in no swing state is there any meaningful attempt to verify citizenship, residency, identity, or eligibility for mail-in ballots. The potential for illegal activity is unlimited, and that's what we just experienced. Third, hundreds and hundreds of witnesses have come forward to testify under penalty of perjury about the cheating and fraud they saw with their own eyes. Witnesses have sworn that they saw poll workers illegally backdating thousands of ballots, counting batches of the same ballots many times, and unloading boxes and boxes of ballots, all bearing the same signature, and all for Joe Biden. Other witnesses have testified to seeing thousands of so-called pristine ballots with no creases or folds, all voting for Biden. When you have no fold, it means it wasn't mailed. It means it was a fraud. Republican poll watchers were denied critical access as hundreds of thousands of votes were counted in Democrat-run cities in the essential states. There is even security camera footage from Georgia that shows officials telling poll watchers to leave the room before pulling suitcases of ballots out from under the tables and continuing to count for hours. The reason they were forced to leave the room is they said there was a major water main break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last weekend, I had to go to a mediation for a lawsuit that I'm in, and I'm there at this big law firm for about 5 hours, and there's other legal things going on in the building. I had been there for another mediation and short court hearing about 2 months ago, and while I was there, got information from the CEO of a very large biotech company who just so happened to also be there. Well, I ran into the man's lawyers last weekend, and they said, look, you got to promise if you tell the story not to give any more details than you're giving now. But they went on to say there's a chance we might be able to get him on your show, but you need to talk to him. And then I'm sitting here on Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. I just woke up and I realized that in the blur of all the stuff that's going on, I haven't even reached out to that individual yet. But here's what I'm getting at. This story I'm telling you is as real as the sun coming up this morning. This happened. And if you type in the name of this company, boom, you'd see it all over the place. Kind of leave it at that. Let's just say they're experts on everything you see happening with this mRNA information. Because these folks develop real stuff, real antibodies that do absolutely incredible stuff that the FDA has not approved a bunch of. And we're talking about antibodies that actually just destroy cancer, just knock it out. We're talking super live extension type stuff. He said months ago that Fauci is a complete fraud and this is all about money and that Gates is a big scammer. But now he had more information and he had just met with these lawyers a few days before on another issue, not only to me, and was telling them and sticking his finger out in their chest, which he'd never done. They've known him many years. They're friends with him. And yet he's a scientist saying, you do not take that mRNA vaccine for Moderna or Pfizer if your life depends on it. And he then went into a big rant, and the lawyers didn't even want to tell me. But let me explain something. These are both high-powered lawyers. One of them looked completely scared and said, well, you ought to just reach out and talk to him yourself. But basically, looking at what's in the vaccine and what it does, it's basically designed to hurt people. So when top scientists, they're experts in mRNA and all these systems, because they can do incredible stuff, when they looked at this, they're like, what the hell is going on here? And by the way, that's what Wolfgang Wudar is, a top doctor in the EU. And he got to co-sign his letter, the former chief scientist of Pfizer, saying the same thing, that we've looked at this, and this could kill you easily. This will turn your immune system off. It will turn it up. It will cause autoimmune disorders. What the world are you doing? It attacks a basic protein that's in the body. So on its face, it looks like it's meant to cause an autoimmune disorder. So weeks go by like seconds now with Trump and the White House and the battles and all the things going on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is end of the world type stuff. I mean, we're being hit with something that's super dangerous and deadly, and that the first effects are very, very bad, that they've undoubtedly already tested animals secretly. When they claim they skipped animal testing, that's not true. We know they've been testing this type of stuff all over the world on animals. And bottom line, it will attack the placenta so women can't have their embryo attached in the uterus. Bottom line, it's just full of nastiness. And it is the virus as well, which itself is some type of weird nanotech creation. So when people look at this, they're top scientists. And a bunch of them are named. I just named some of them. But this is someone that is in Texas. This is someone that knows this and is literally sticking his finger in people's chest saying, do not take it. And it's the craziness of this. Like, how are they going to get away with it? Like, what's the bigger plan here? Why are they moving so quick? Like, they have a gun to their head. People overuse the Nazi analogy, but this is what this is. This doesn't just violate the Nuremberg Code or the Geneva Convention. This blows them into pieces. The good news is, Black folks particularly are refusing to take the vaccine because they know the secret history of experimentation and our stuff, but everybody's getting experimented on. And again, I'm going to say it for the 100th time, this is not a vaccine. This is not a vaccine. This is not a vaccine. So I'm going to get on the phone today. I'm going to try to contact this person, try to see if they'll go public. And again, I'm so demonized, my show might not be the place for it to happen, but I mean, it's just crazy. But again, why am I even talking about this? We have the former chief scientist who, you know, quit at a good point in his life, no problems, no background, not disgraced, at Pfizer, saying exactly what this scientist is saying. But the thing is, this scientist is particularly a world expert on this. I mean, I spent hours when I first learned about this, reading his curricula vitae and all the stuff he's done. And then I spent more hours a few days ago. And then just like I woke up at 5 a.m., I was like, why did you not cover this yet? So there you go, folks. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get people to think for themselves at this point. But I know you know as an audience what's going on. But we are like basically locked in this purgatory, in this phantom zone, where Bandai Video's got millions of people that visit it every day. But it's mainly people that already know what's going on. We need to have everybody that visits Bandai Video share the most important videos, the most important clips that you think are most important, everybody you know, every day, and then tell them to share it, and then tell them to share it, okay? All right. God bless you all. Please, when you watch this later, post the Bandai Video. Please share it. Thank you. You're all in grave danger. We're all in grave danger. A lot of people have been asking me in the last week, is it true that Vice President Mike Pence could refuse to certify the electors? And the answer is absolutely. And then people say, well, you know, is it true what Patrick Howley says? Is it true what National File says about this memo and about the letters being circulated at the White House? Yes, folks, it's all true. And today is the day that if Pence is going to reject it, he's got to do it, December 23rd. Remember 2 weeks ago, I reported a story on air, the headline was from CNN, saying Mike Pence will seal Trump's fate December 23rd, and then they were bragging about how Pence will deliver the final blow like Brutus to Julius Caesar. So you can pull up that article, you can see where they said it, where they gloated about it. So what I think is going on here is a lot of people in the Liberty Movement are like, hey, look, we discovered this. This is going on. We need to do something. And folks then just kind of let it go by the way. wayside because, oh, that's just the Liberty Movement. You know, that's just National Follower. That's just InfoWars. And it's this thing we do. It's like the psychology, like we're on the outside, like we're small. And I see this over and over again, that we have all these incredible tools that are so damning to the globalists. We don't promote them or we deny them. We don't believe it's real. And I think a lot of that is also the Q movement. And I'm not putting down Q people, whatever. Always wanting to believe in nebulous things that are secret and esoteric and encoded instead of all the real stuff that's out there, folks. You know, Rudolph Giuliani just did an interview on the War Room, not our War Room, the other one that Steve Bannon does, still a good show. And he said that it's very possible that today or tomorrow, the Arizona legislature is going to vote to decertify Biden and certify Trump because they did find the hundreds of thousands of votes. A judge also said 200,000 votes were fraudulent in Wisconsin. You don't see that anywhere on the news. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on Gateway Pundit. Really nowhere else. No one cares. Like, you know, just give up. And then the legislature in Georgia came out 2 days ago and said, we find evidence of massive fraud and Joe Biden should be decertified. And they voted in the committee to say that. So it needs to go to the full legislature. But as you know, they've not called in that emergency session the way they should. So when they say there's no evidence of fraud, that's not true. What's going on is there isn't the political will to stand up and point this fraud out and say that Joe Biden's a scammer because he's run the giant hoax, just like Russiagate, just like the impeachment, just like all of it. Now they have this big hoax where he's up there with his background saying president-elect, and the media all goes along with it, and China Mitch, you know, Mitch McConnell, he goes along with it, and it's just absolutely insane. We are watching this be stolen. President Trump is absolutely right. This is a fraud, and he has the evidence. And so the question is, what does Trump do? What do we do? Well, we get these articles, all of which are posted at InfoWars.com, and we get them out to everybody. And you go to GatewayPundit.com, and you get it out to everybody. And you print copies of it, and you hand it around your office, or you talk about it at Christmas, because we have to do this grassroots. Grassroots, upwards of 80% of Americans say they will not take the vaccine because they believe it's secret experimentation. Despite all the propaganda, the grassroots got the truth out. And it's the same on every other subject. The more these globalists push, the less power they have. That's why they've done the mask. It's a symbol of our shame, a symbol that we're all dirty and bad. Humans are bad. Get rid of humans. As an exercise of peer pressure over us, where we don't do it for ourselves. We do it for other people, believing that it's virtuous. It's not virtuous. It's spreading bacterial pneumonia. Evidence shows where they wear the mask, they then have higher death rates for other diseases, just like they had with the Spanish flu in 1918. So it's the same story over and over again. These people are diabolical monsters who will do anything to maintain power and control. And we have all the incredible evidence from all of these states of systematic fraud. And so we need to physically go to the legislatures, we need to physically go to these legislatures, individuals' homes we need to peacefully, and demand that they stand up to this criminal theft. Just because somebody's driving out of your parking lot with your truck doesn't mean it's theirs just because they stole the keys. Okay? And that's what's going on here. Joe Biden's stolen the country. He says it's his. He's an imposter. He's a fraud. It's like coming home and from a year-long business trip or something, and somebody's moved into your house and has told your neighbors that they're your brother or cousin, and you say, no, this is not my brother, and they say, I am your brother. And you're like, no, you're not my brother. And they sit there with total confidence to your neighbor, listen, I am his brother, and I have the deed to the house now. And if he says with enough confidence, and you've been gone a year, the neighbors will believe it. There's actually been cases like this because people just can't believe they're being conned if the con artist has total and complete confidence. And so that's what's going on here. So yes, it's true. Yes, Mike Pence has it all in his hands, and we're going to see what he's going to do today. I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to probably betray the president because of all the peer pressure, because he's a politician that was drawn from the swamp. I may be pleasantly surprised, so we should all pray. Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.